Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important,
Jean-Claude Van Damme looks exactly like Ernest.
There's an alligator out there with a pussy.
All I'm saying is Kentucky's in the South, dude. The dirty South.
It's not semantics. This is important.
Buckle up.
Yo.
Oh,
yo.
Right.
Yo.
Hello.
Hi, Nation.
Popo South.
Open Gangnam Style.
What?
Oh, right. Oh, now I remember what the podcast is.
I feel like
I'm not clicked in until the Popo Zao, and then I'm like, right, this is us.
And then this is what we do.
Yeah.
Welcome back, TII Nation.
And thank you for the Wampum Gangnam Style.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dude, what's up, Anders?
Hi, Anders.
Hey.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Adam? How you doing?
Not much. I'm doing good.
Cool.
How are you, Blake?
I'm doing great. Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Hey, Blake. How's it going, dude? Love your smile.
Hey, dude.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, YouTubers? How are you?
Smash the subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Smash it.
Ring that bell.
Do you guys watch anything on YouTube where people are hosting it? And
I don't.
Whatever reason, they all think they need to open up the episode or whatever you call it with the same, like, what's up, fam? Like, it's the same shit. Everyone's just doing the same thing.
TII Nation.
Right.
It's so weird.
We always open up with, like, Oh, hey.
No. I'm not saying one dude opens up the same. I'm saying many different people start their YouTube whatevers the exact same way.
You're saying there's a universal YouTube call sign when you start.
Yes. It's fucking weird.
There's an art of the vlog.
What is it? Let's start doing
it. It's like, hey, what's up, world? Or like, what's up, guys? And you're just like,
okay.
But it's
sense.
No. But it's the same cadence. There's a weird cadence to these YouTube hosts who are like, we're back again, y'all. I'm gonna show you guys these new nails I bought. These are for wood. These are for drywall.
Yeah.
Do your kids and this goes for any of y'all? Maybe not Kyle, because I don't think his child is deep into the YouTube game quite yet.
No, he's not.
But do your kids, Durs or Blake, want to be YouTubers when they grow up?
I think the children are like super more aware of like being famous. I know like that's always been a thing, but like, I don't know. I kind of always grew up just wanting to like be in comedy and not so much caring about like the fame of it all. But it seems like that influencing and YouTube makes it.
Yeah. I feel like as a little kid, I didn't even think of like being an actor. I just thought like, yeah, movies are a thing that we watch together as a family, but like I want to be a baseball player.
A dancer.
I just want to be a dancer.
You want to be discovered at a wedding as a dancer.
Did you say you wanted to be a baseball player?
Yeah, when I was like real young. And then by like 12, I was like, oh, I can't, you know, play baseball. I'm in a wheelchair. So
yeah, it's impossible.
And everyone was like, didn't you want to play baseball? And you're like, I was joking. I tell jokes.
It was a fucking joke, man.
I'm a jokester.
I love jokes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But it's weird. Kids like love YouTube now.
Blake, are you saying that these kids are just wanting to skip the craft and go straight to the fame? Is that what's happening on YouTube right now?
Well, I think it directly is like a trickle down from like you can see how many people view stuff. You can see how many people like stuff. Like it's very monetized in that way. Like before you would just throw it into the dark. You could kind of guess how many people were on your jock, but now you know if you're famous or not. Because the number,
you know how many people are on your jock, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have that jock counter up top. That tells you.
Right.
I wish that's what the like button was called, jock counter.
I know.
You jump on my jock.
How many jocks do you have?
Smash that jock button.
How many guys are on your jock?
Smash that jock button.
Come on.
Smash my jock.
Let's go.
Let's go.
You got any more? You got another one?
That's it.
Okay.
That other one was Lil Nas X at the VMAs, though.
So good.
Oh my God. Can we talk about how fucking.
He gave out a battle cry of a let's go, and it just got me juiced, man.
Yeah,
I bet the rest got you juiced, too.
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it.
Let's go!
Oh, you can feel it. You can feel.
He hit it with a Z. Let's go.
That's great.
He wanted to go.
He fucking killed
it. But nah, he tweaking though. He tweaking.
He killed it at the BET Awards, and then just when you think he can't outdo himself, he outdid himself.
Well, he butt fucked a ton of dudes on stage, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
He was just in like a little pit of men.
Oh.
It was very sexual.
Yeah, he was in a little booty short. I watched it for like 30 seconds and then
and then you had to finish.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
I couldn't watch it anymore before jerking off, dude. Yeah. It was too hot to handle, man.
Yeah. It was hot. There were guys like rubbing their dicks and I was like, can we do that now?
What's the deal?
Wait, I didn't see this. What the fuck?
What do you mean? How are they rubbing it? Can you show us since this is a video pod?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. That's what I'm asking.
Like, is it like a...
Show us right now as friends.
No, it was like a sexual... Like...
No, dude, you have to watch the video. It's like I literally turned it on and I just saw a man bent over and him grabbing a dude by the waist and butt fucking him. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh,
he rocks.
It was
dude.
Great.
Well, they're not actually butt fucking. It's obviously a pantomime of butt.
Sure. It's a pantomime butt fucker.
Sure. Yeah, it's pantomime. So
yeah. But that's the difference between us, and we could start at their penis, dude. Things have gotten advanced.
Let's go!
Things have gotten advanced. Sure. Dude.
I like the way it's going.
Things have gotten real sexual.
So this is the new, like, Britney and Madonna kissing is like Nas X butt fucking a dancer.
Yes.
That's dope.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, like, women can just kiss all day long. People are like, "That we've seen it. You old-ass millennials."
No, this is great. This is pushing the art forward. This is fantastic.
But it's not, Kyle. It isn't, though. And I don't want to...
What do you mean, Anders? Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Put your foot
but
down.
But you said it's pushing the art forward.
Okay.
And here's, yes. And here's why I'm it's saying, not. And here's
okay.
why it's not.
Okay. Uh-huh. Do tell. Hot take.
We're waiting.
Because, and this is an old man stance, I guess, but the VMAs are so fucking corporate now. It's crazy. So
brought
like,
to you by American Express.
Yeah. You'd think he's like wiling out and like pushing the envelope, but like, it's so sponsored. Nobody cares. It's all good. It's not. Everyone's not like shocked. No one's surprised. They love it.
Yeah, but that's a good thing to put in the mainstream.
No, it's a commercial.
I mean, everything is a commercial.
Be it whatever it is, it's still like, you know, him expressing himself on stage through choreography. So like, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up and we saw that shit would be outrage, right?
I know.
I think there is some outrage.
But what I'm saying is that everything wasn't brought to you by fucking Snickers or whatever. Like, because if that didn't satisfy you, Adam, a Snickers would.
Yeah, but money pushes art forward too.
This butt fucking has been brought to you by.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about the VMAs, dog. That's never been like a super punk rock fucking thing. It's always been very much.
It's worse now than ever.
And they're like, this next Lil Nas butt fucking performance will be brought to you by Corn Nuts.
It was.
And that's cool. That means the art is progressing. That's good.
I feel like
I don't understand.
I like this is the one time Kyle's taking like the side of like corporate America.
It's very weird.
I like
He's like, no, it's great. I actually love it.
I don't quite understand it though. I don't quite understand it because the money follows like the culture, then you know what I mean? So like this is the culture popping through and the money is supporting that. So like what's the problem with that? To me, that's financial progress.
I've been thinking about this a lot lately, though. Like,
you have.
It was like a thing when we were coming up, like selling out was goofy. Like you didn't give up your art to brands because then what would happen is what we live in today where literally every single thing we see is a commercial. We're all just walking commercials now. You tag your shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Tushy. This podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Yeah, exactly. This
friendship is brought to you by Liquid IV. They're best buds, we promise.
Friendship.
Perfect.
But I was like, I mean, I feel like the internet started because we were also sick of watching commercials in between TV shows, and now literally the internet is just commercials without you even knowing they're commercials.
Oh, dude, I was thinking about this today too because I was watching Norm has a show on Netflix, and he's always like, "You want a Red Bull?"
Norm McDonald.
Mm-hmm. I was just R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't give him flowers,
but he was. he was giving out Red Bulls. He's like, you want something from the drink thing? And he's giving out Red Bulls, and people are drinking Red Bulls on the screen. I'm like, yeah, product placement.
Perfect, perfect.
Then I thought back to, like, I'm pretty sure our opening shot of Workaholics, because of the relationship that Viacom had with Red Bull, is a floating Red Bull bowl in the pool. Like, it is an indoor, like a commercial is our first shot.
That was on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yes. Red Bull was punk rock back then. Red Bull was counterculture.
I don't think that was on purpose, was it?
That was 1,000% on purpose, because they had a deal with Viacom, and I was like, I got the shot.
Then I wouldn't have done the show.
I'm out. I'm a monster guy.
I put it in there.
Then I walk.
I put it in there.
Sell out.
Hey, Kyle, now I pass on the show, and I want you to digitally erase me from the show.
That's what's cool, though, is if they were smart, they could turn that into a monster can. They could turn that into anything they wanted now.
Right.
Wouldn't that be so tight if we could, like, do that? If, like, we're like, you know what? Enough is enough. Fucking replace me. And then they just replace you with some other actor of this old show.
It's just another Blake's face.
Timothy Chalamet.
Whoa, that would, yes, exactly. That would be so wild.
Well, we're going to get there. To where, like, it's just Tom Cruise is in every movie, and ooh, they digitally, like, age him down, dude, to where he looks 25 again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, like, that would be sick if you kind of played movies like you do, say, like, a video game where you choose your character. You could choose who you want to see in the movie. Like, you could pick the actors and plug them in. Like,
this is so scary.
So there was a big thing when they were replacing Chris Plummer in the Money movie.
No, they were,
right. Or they replaced Kevin Spacey with Chris Plummer.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And then they just did the same thing with Tig Notaro and Chris D'Elia, you know, mm-hmm, in the zombie movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there was something where somebody cast fucking James Dean, uh-huh, in a movie.
Right.
They actually cast, a director actually cast James Dean in a movie.
The porn dude? The porno guy?
No.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
dead dude. Actor. The dead actor from Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh, I don't know the other. I know one James Dean.
Kyle, the way you're phrasing this, you're like, a director actually cast James Dean.
This was what they were talking about.
Well, I think that's right. That's what I heard too. And then it's like his estate had to sign off on it.
Yeah.
And then the estate is going to get paid for it.
Oh, correct? Yeah. This is like, right, an Asian dude, right?
That's so bizarre.
Is this an American movie or Asian movie? Right?
I can't remember the details of the movie, but yes, the estate was getting paid, and they had enough information about James Dean's face that they got an impersonator to come in and do the movie, or this was, right, the plan. I don't know what came of it, but they got an impersonator to come in and do the movie, and then they put his face,
it was Blake,
on that guy's face.
Blake looks just like, sure, James Dean.
I'm James Dean.
Hey.
Hey, you're tearing me apart. I'm James Dean.
You're tearing me apart.
I remember when I was like, do you remember at the Camden Martinique where we used to live?
In Costa Mesa?
In Costa Mesa. Yeah. And I had a giant poster of James Dean in my bathroom.
So cool, dude. Mm. Hollywood.
Just because I think I went to like Hot Topic and bought a bunch of posters. Right. And then people, like, I don't know, we had like some, it was like a theater thing came over to my house, and like all the gay dudes in our, like the theater group were like, oh, I didn't know you're a gay dude. And I'm like, I'm not a, what?
What?
They're like, James Dean, he's like a gay icon.
Ugh. And they were like, whoa.
Great ass. They're like, he's a gay icon, and you have it like, it was like basically over my bed. It was right there. And I'm, right, like, I didn't know. It's okay. I'm fine, yeah, with it.
No, I wasn't aware.
Fast forward a little, Nas X.
I didn't know that.
I should have just had that and like Wizard of Oz shit above my bed.
Yeah, I knew about Wizard of Oz.
And little Nas X.
Well,
yeah, you should. early Nas X.
Early Nas X when he was like 9. It's super weird that I have it over my bed.
Very
this
illegal.
This kid is going to be.
Did you say 9?
Good.
Yeah, because he's so much younger than me.
He must have been like, yeah, maybe that. I'll give you that.
Maybe that.
We're not going to do the age thing here, okay? Come on. I don't want anybody to know how old I am. Come on.
I bet that's right. Right? I was 20. I bet he's like, what?
No, I'm saying
10 years younger than me? Less, more than? 15?
Lil Nas X?
I think
know.
He's like 20, isn't he?
We're not going to do the age thing. Yeah, don't do the age thing.
I don't know.
Thing.
He's little, dude. The guy's little.
I mean, there's lots of littles.
I mean, Lil Wayne's still Lil Wayne. The guy's like 45.
Yeah, old Wayne.
No, but Nas X is like, he's like 22.
Can the producers give us the age of Lil Nas X?
I think he's like 22.
Shit.
I got it,
Kyle,
right on.
Right on the money.
Boom.
Tapped
you know
in.
You're 22-year-old.
Hey, tune in
he
here.
Saw that VMA performance and he was like. That's a 22-year-old body pushing the art.
The youth will always push the art forward, all right? Pushing Let's go.
He sure
Let's
is.
Go!
Brought to you by Corn Nut.
Push the art.
Brought to you by Bugles.
Well, I think that's the difference between like our generation, like millennials. We were like, you know what? Yeah, gays should be able to get married. And then this Generation Z is like pushing it so far forward that like the old guard was like, no, gays shouldn't be able to get married, like fucking old people. And we're like, no, they should be able to get married. And then Generation Z is like, well, we're all polyamorous. There's no gender anymore.
Right.
And we're all fucking each other.
Yep.
And and then the old guard is now like, all right, gay marriage is fine.
Right, right.
You can, you guys, you guys can get married. It's fine. We'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of exactly, that's a great plan of attack, is like push it way, all the way forward so that like people aren't weirdly offended by shit that they shouldn't be offended by. It's crazy.
Right. It can backfire though.
It could.
Yeah.
Cause like, I just wanted to do the podcast with Kyle, but I was like, well, let me start by asking all the guys, and then you stayed.
And then we all agreed, and here we are.
Right.
Right. And I was like, oh, fuck.
We were like, friendship.
Yeah!
Durs, let's do a DK talk. Durs and Kyle, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, DK.
I'd be hyped on that.
What would that be?
Polycharged.
Yeah, it would be, it'd be
yeah,
super
we would get into it.
That shit would be polychar.
We would talk voting and politics.
Yeah, if you guys could just talk like local California politics the whole time, that would be sick.
Anybody vote for... what's that chick's name? Who has the pink Corvettes? Diane or whatever?
Oh, Angeline.
Oh, Angeline.
Angeline. So if you don't live in California or LA, there's a woman who, she must be like 80 years old now, but she looks like a Barbie doll from Mattel. And
sponsored by Mattel.
She is like platinum blonde. She's been driving these pink Corvettes for the last like 30 years.
Can I say... still kind of hot?
Yeah.
Oh, she can get it.
Are you kidding me?
Adam, bro.
Absolutely.
She ran for governor. She was like on that list.
70.
She's 70, and she doesn't look a day over 68.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great ass!
She's a legend, though.
Yeah, she is. She's on billboards.
She is. I remember, like, she's like a West Hollywood legend, and she has, like, she had, I remember when we first moved, when I first moved to LA, there was, like, billboards.
Yeah.
Of Angeline or Angelique? Yeah. Angeline?
I believe it's Angeline.
And there's like billboards everywhere. And then I saw, I've seen her, you know, obviously just living there, you would see her out and about, and it was always like a rare spot. And you're like, oh, there she is. Yeah. As if she's a real
like
star.
Like a Sasquatch.
All she is just a woman who paid to have billboards of herself up and then like has branded herself like the queen of West Hollywood, and she just wears all pink.
Wait, but what's
fucking dope?
Yeah.
What's her profession? What's her thing?
No, that is her thing. Just being her.
Rocking our world.
She wants to be an actress, I believe, but she never made it.
Yeah.
So she just like is like a, she's a, she is, she just is pink, and she's like, I'm the pink person. And that's,
and she drives a pink Corvette.
Well, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound cool, but it's very cool.
Yeah, she's like super cool, dude. She's got a cool car.
No, I just want to get to the bottom of it, you know? It's obviously it's so sick.
Yes, she drives a pink Corvette, period.
Obviously super sick.
I'm sure people give her like, you know, whatever her rate is, $1,000 or $2,000, whatever, to like come to their party and be like a novelty and be like, look, we got Angeline.
Yeah, is she on Cameo? Yeah.
Over there by the shrimp bowl.
I heard she's a really bad party guest, though. She just fucking rages, breaks shit, steals shit.
Dude, that sounds fun as hell. That sounds like you, dude.
Angeline. Yeah.
Well, you can't have two go-hards. I don't know.
Right.
Blake Anderson and Angeline cannot be in the same place. That's too much hot energy.
I want to get on a billboard with her. Maybe I could fight her on Triller. That would be pretty cool. Me versus Angeline.
Oh, you can. Evidently, you could pay her to take a photo with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
on her Corvette, which I think maybe we all do. Next time we're all in Hollywood together, we do that.
She'll be dead, Adam.
Yeah.
Next time we're all here together?
Oh, yeah.
Well, didn't like the movie The Room kind of did a similar thing where it like had that billboard up in Hollywood forever?
Yeah, when I moved here, it was up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that dude's name? Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Tommy Wiseau, yeah.
What was the movie that Seth Rogen made about?
The Disaster Artist.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. If
well,
you, have
James
you guys
Franco's
ever...
film.
Right. Have you guys ever seen... Well, he's canceled. Okay.
No, it's his movie.
Have you guys ever seen the... Absolutely. Have you ever seen The Room? The actual movie? The Room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yes. Yes. 1,000%.
Dude, it's fucking charged.
Bro, that was a film school must,
dude. This guy's so charged right now. Why are you so charged about it, dude?
I love The Room. It's so good. It's like...
Yeah. That was a film school must because you'd go on... I mean, everybody came to LA and you like see this billboard and you're like, what is this?
I didn't think it was good.
Hot take.
Oh, you didn't, Anders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, Durst.
Huh. I'm pissed now.
I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm siding with Anders on this one, and I didn't think it was good.
But it drags.
Yeah, it lacks plot.
There's some plot holes.
The acting's fine.
Yeah, right. That's the best part is the really good acting.
It lacks arcing. It's really just very rough.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's great.
I think the acting is fantastic. The only thing that could have made it better if my favorite actor in the world, Kyle Newchek, was in the movie, then that's the only way the acting could have been better.
Wow.
And I stand by that, dude.
Hey, they'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
You'll be able to plug him in.
There's no way. Tommy Wiseau is it. He's a genius. He really like put his all on that screen. It's awesome.
Did something. Did he ever make a follow-up film, or was he a one and done?
Done.
Damn.
That's it. He just hung on to that.
Damn.
I mean, some of these guys... actually, there was one from the Bay Area that a guy made one around the same time called Birdemic. Did you guys ever hear about this film?
Oh, yeah.
Birdemic?
I've heard the name.
What is it? Where it has Birdemic? It has like bad CGI birds that...
Oh, yeah. Like, there's like, they're at the beach and the fucking seagulls go crazy.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's
like birds.
It's
but...
so good. It's like birds. Yeah, but it's like all the birds are now attacking everyone. And the dude couldn't afford the CG. So, like, what ended up in the movie is the sickest computer graphics like you will ever see.
Right.
Well, you know what would be really fun, guys? Instead of like trying to make like a really good movie for like the next movie that we do together, besides the Workaholics movie,
right.
we should just get a hold of like Sci-Fi Channel and go, hey, we'll make your fucking silly little
Sharknado
disaster movies because that seems so damn fun to do.
I mean, the Sharknado movies get like fucking 20 million people watching it.
Absolutely.
Hey,
dude, maybe what me about, too. What about fucking, let's make Croctopus.
What's Croctopus? Is that an
eight alligators connected together? Eight crocodiles. Croctopus, bro. Let's go.
Are you coming up with that right now?
Right now.
Yeah.
You just came up with Croctopus.
That's right now. That's it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
Croctopus.
Wait, hold on.
No. Hang on a second. Hang on. I want to get to the bottom of this.
My God.
Kyle, that would sell in The Room, dude. If we went to.
You just made that up.
Bullshit.
I just made that up.
Bullshit.
I don't believe you.
What do you want me to swear on? What do you want me to swear on? Anything.
What do you have around you?
Fucking cup of coffee. Swear on it.
I mean, we could do this all day and we could sell this in The Room.
I love Croctopus.
Bro, let's do it.
Are you seeing it as something like eight heads?
Volcano beaver. And it's just a volcano that just erupts beavers, dude.
Wait, Adam, hang on. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Did you just make that up?
There's no way.
Volcano
beaver.
There's no fucking way.
Volcano beaver.
You guys got together before this and wrote all these down.
Hey, I got one. Hurricats.
Hey, you tried to be bad. That's actually pretty good.
Guess what? Sold in The Room. Hurricats? Sold in The Room, dude.
Snake dog.
Snake dog?
Wait, snake dog?
Snake dogs every day.
We're going to have to pass.
We're going.
Snake
dog. Listen, we just want to stop at Volcano Beaver.
Snake dogs.
Like, we have one budget. We have one purse. And Volcano Beaver. Volcano Beaver has one that purse.
Volcano Beaver's got legs, man. So are you seeing him as like...
Why is there a D in there? No one knows and no one should know, man.
Duh.
Volcano Beaver.
So are they like beavers that can swim in molten lava and they like are like damming up the lava?
Yeah. And then when it erupts, it erupts. And then there's beavers just everywhere, dude. And they're pissed. They're pissed because they've just been in lava.
Let's go!
they're hella hot and bothered.
By the way, this is probably how they do it. Like, the executives are like, is it like a beaver that can swim in lava? And you're like, yes, absolutely it is.
Absolutely.
Yes. And can these beavers like come out of lava and bite through anything? Yes. Yes, they can. Exactly.
Yeah, because they're the molten lava toughen them up. Exactly. And
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes.
You know, my homie, Daniel Lewis, he makes these movies. He does that. He makes these movies, and he says he sells it in the room just like that.
What are we waiting for?
He sold a movie called Arachnaquake in the room just like that.
Right.
Yes, sir. Exactly like that.
Wait, you say hang on a second. You say he sold the movie in the room.
Like he's
what room is this?
He's pitching he's in the sci-fi. He was doing another movie, and they're like, you have any other movies you're cooking up? And he didn't. And he goes, yeah, I do. And they go, what do you got? And he goes, Arachnaquake.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, wow, yes, we want that. We want a Arachnaquake.
And this is the earthquake where the earth opens and spiders come out.
Opens up and spiders, giant spiders come out.
That's logical. It could happen.
And he's like, uh-huh. And then he quickly went and found a writer and they fucking wrote the movie in like 2 weeks and came back and gave him the script. And I'm like, yeah, man.
That's Hollywood.
That's a fun life right there.
Yeah. You would trade?
Oh, yeah. That's bad. Isn't he also the guy who, like, owns, like, Ernest? Like, he has Ernest Estate?
Oh, who? Yeah. I think is right. Yes. He had, like, Ernest's estate and wanted to do something in the Ernest world, but then Ernest is dead.
The Ernest P. World?
Ernest P. World.
World.
Know what I mean?
But then now Ernest is dead, so like, what is just someone's gonna be doing an impression of him? It would be like a pretty weird thing.
Okay,
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Well, no, you do like what they did with the mask, or with the Ace Ventura. They do the sun.
No, you do what they're doing. James Dean. If you could get James Dean in a movie, I should be able to have Ernest in every movie I do.
Oh, yeah. All right,
Blake's getting worked up.
Okay,
now I want Ernest in every film.
No, I like this.
I've never seen Blake this charged before.
Well, yeah. Hey, well, if you're gonna talk about Ernest,
I like this, Blake. So you're saying bring back Ernest?
Yes,
I love it.
I love it.
Yes.
Can we put him in other movies like Avatar and stuff?
I'll get a hold of my boy right fucking now, dude.
This is great.
Please.
Say that we're all in. We're going to produce this film with him. We're all starring in it. Alongside Ernest.
With Ernest.
Yeah. I love it.
We're just acting with a tennis ball and laughing as if it's Ernest.
A tennis ball and a khaki vest.
The thing is, you hit a roadblock because this is going to be a fucking like a $60 million Ernest movie.
If you have Ernest in it, it better be fucking pricey. You better make some coin. You got the A-listers, dog.
All right.
That's going to make it right back.
The Ernest Christmas movie.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
It's pretty fucking good.
It's unreal.
When the reindeer were on the roof of like that warehouse, I lost my shit.
Oh, you're saying on the roof, but they're like literally upside down.
They're on the ceiling.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
The ceiling.
That's right.
Okay, they're just not on the roof. They're on the damn ceiling.
I was like, whoa.
Scared Stupid is the best one of all those movies, though, right?
Too scary.
Stop.
Well, Scared Stupid is the scariest one. That one is, it actually freaked me out as a child. Like, I got very nervous and didn't want to drink milk for quite some time after watching that one.
I was scared of milk, too. I was like, uh-oh.
And Goes to Jail is legit bad.
No. What?
Goes to Jail was the first bad movie I remember seeing in the theaters where I was like, that was not good.
But that has the pen scene, doesn't it?
Yes, the pen scene is one of the most legitimate, like, comedy.
Yeah.
That was good.
That is a classic fucking scene.
What was the pen scene? Please do explain.
Okay, so Ernest is he on the jury for a murder trial or some kind of trial where the guy who is on trial looks exactly like him?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like his twin brother?
It's just a guy who looks like
him. No, it's literally just him slick with his hair slicked back. It's the same actor.
Well, yeah. No, I know. I'm saying like in the movie, it's his twin brother, right?
No.
It's not just a guy that looks like him?
No, it's just a guy who looks exactly like him.
Yeah. It's a case of mistaken identity. That's it.
By the way, he kills it as that dude.
No, guys, these are the type of movies I want to make with you, with my boys.
It's a simple case of mistaken identity. Well,
anyway, he's watching the trial and he's like fiddling with this pen and he's like biting on the end.
Chewing on it.
And yeah. it breaks yeah. in his mouth. And it continues it to be one of everywhere. The funniest physical comedy moments. He's like trying to wipe his mouth with paper.
Yeah, it's
I think
great.
The judge is like, are you good? And he's like, yeah.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
I'm good.
You know who would play him is, I think we just talked about him, Simon Rex. Kind of has like a has looks, an Ernest vibe.
He looks like Ernest. I also think Jean-Claude Van Damme looks exactly like Ernest.
What Whoa. Are we talking about?
No, actually, when you say that, I see it. It's He's yeah. the jacked version of Ernest.
I can see that.
What?
Yeah, I wish they would have made a movie together.
Oh, we got to. Imagine if. Hey, on the Instagram handle, pod is important. We're going to drop a side by side.
Pod important. Pod important.
What is happening?
What is it? Pod important?
Yeah.
That's the name of our Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I've been tagging the wrong one, I think.
Goodbye.
Who you been tagging?
Pod is important.
Pod is important?
Little.
I think that's Tide Pod.
I think it's, yeah, pot is important. We got to do a side by Jean-Claude and Ernest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, because I think I see it. As soon as you said that, it came to life in my brain.
Well, that would be cool if Jean-Claude did like.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Jean-Claude playing. I'm really talking about Jean-Claude playing Ernest in a biopic.
You're saying Jean-Claude.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, like do the Ernest biopic all the way up through Toy Story and everything. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Oh, he's the dog?
Yeah, he's Slinky.
Well, to be, his name isn't Ernest. It's Jim Varney.
No. Yeah.
He's an actor.
No, Ernest did the voice of the Slinky dog. Everybody knows that that was hurt him as Ernest.
I want to know. We gotta go deep on Jim Varney. Did he do, what else did he do besides?
Beverly Hillbillies. Remember the Beverly right. Hillbillies
movie? Oh, so okay. good.
Killed it.
Yeah.
So good. Unreal.
Thank you, Anders. Yes.
So was he a comedy guy? Was he like a Groundlings guy? Like what was he? Because he's so damn funny as Ernest.
Canada, right? He's Canadian?
He might have been Canadian.
Oh, they just build him different up there.
Yeah, I think he's Canadian.
You're thinking of Red Green.
I think he was a real thespian. I think he was a real actor. I think he might have been in a Shakespeare like traveling crew. I could be making this entirely up,
but you don't know. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
everybody does that, bro. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think he's a real actor. He did summer stuff.
I think he was no, but I do. I think he could have been an astronaut. I think he worked at NASA, and
know what I mean?
Was like telling jokes in the cafeteria, and they were like pretty good. And yeah. then he went to Hollywood.
Hey, I'm buying it.
Yeah,
if you're selling that, I'm.
I could be wrong. I think it could be that though.
Yeah. No, I.
Blake, you're just up there talking. You're like, I think he could have been a serious actor. Maybe.
Not Canadian, American.
He's not Canadian. No. Thank God we got one.
He's not Canadian. He's American. All
right. You're damn right.
He's from fucking Kentucky.
He stars in bars.
Dude, Blake, your shit.
I didn't say he was Canadian.
He's from Kentucky.
I did. Oh, I was
okay.
wrong.
All right. Okay.
I said he was. I thought he was. I just am up here and I'm like, dude.
But go after somebody, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit me. Hit me.
Who said he's Canadian?
Hit me.
Larry's hit me.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, you guys, I mean, I thought you guys were like speaking as if you have real information on the guy that he's from Canada. He's from Kentucky. If about as far away from Canada as you can get in the United States.
Yeah, agreed.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Kentucky? That's fucking south of shit.
No, it's not.
Hey, it's about as far away as you can get from Canada.
Kentucky isn't in the south?
Kentucky is in the southern part of America, but you said it's about as far as you can get from Canada?
What part of Canada?
In the U.S.
Including all the states below it?
Yeah.
What about?
There's not that many states below Kentucky. It's in the south, man.
Kentucky's about as far as you can get.
It's about as far as it gets from Canada.
All I'm saying is Kentucky's in the south, dude. The dirty south.
Kentucky is very much the north of the south.
Okay, now it's semantics about what's the north of the south.
This is not semantics. This is important.
This is important.
That shit's important.
That shit's important. And you are right. He studied Shakespeare at the Barter Theater in Virginia.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, that's
thank you. And I will expect maybe an apology from Anders later today. My God, man.
Yes. So he's a true thespian.
Why would I apologize for that?
Because you were claiming I was
from
just
Anders? I think Adam.
I think from all of you.
Just talking.
Because I came up here preaching about him being a Shakespearean actor, and you guys were like, oh, fuck that. There's
but
no
that's
way.
Every actor's story. They're like, you know,
not
he,
like him.
He was Barney or whatever, but before that, he was fucking Shakespeare actor. You're like,
yeah.
That's everybody.
Right.
Everybody did Shakespeare in high school, and then they end up being fucking Mr. Bean.
They claim it for life. It goes on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This dude is a classically trained actor. He is a character actor. And he's one of our best.
Did he go to Juilliard?
Those are two different
things.
I don't
know about that.
What are, you just said two different things.
Yeah, those are two different things.
He is a character. He has hair.
He is a classically trained actor. He is a character actor.
He is a bald.
He's a SAG actor.
Wait, hold on.
He
okay.
does commercials. He.
This man.
This man can memorize lines. This man, he was in commercials for Miller's Outpost. Whatever that is.
What's the difference between a character actor and a classically trained actor? Can't you be a classically trained character actor?
Sure.
Yes, you can. You can also be a classically trained character commercial actor, which is what we're saying right now.
Well, I don't know why you guys were jumping on my down my throat, jumping on my throat about that.
I'll be honest. It has something to do with that wet ass hair you got today.
Just jumping on your jock, dude. Smash that jock button.
Oh, he was really good friends with Robin Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
They met at NASA.
They must have met at NASA.
Right.
In the cafeteria.
Right. Mm-hmm. Almost forgot.
Right. There's a huge sect of our listening, of the community, mm-hmm. but important yeah. community.
TII Nation.
TII Nation.
That for sure doesn't know who Jim Varney is, doesn't know who Ernest is, and they're so confused.
Treat yourself.
And we've been talking for 45 minutes.
And they just want us to talk about Little Nas X butt fucking on the right. VMAs.
Hey, we give a little bit to each side of the coin, all right? Or like that's some true. Of some people tune in to hear that hot Ernest talk. Okay.
That's true.
Because I could go on for upwards of 35
Dude,
minutes.
Durst, tell us about Donald Sutherland again.
What?
Yeah, I could. Hey, you're joking, but I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
hey,
joking.
And that actually got a lot of love. When that episode aired, I got a lot of DMs about how happy they were about that. So let's go.
The
back.
Community
let's,
crawled in your DMs.
They loved it.
That's really great.
When is that phrase gonna stop? Because it makes it seem shady. Because I like looking at DMs. I'll answer a bunch of people. You know, when I feel like it, I'll just go in the DMs and be like, yeah, and I'll start answering people.
Adam, I think I know what you're talking about. You were saying that in your DMs, like saying something in my DMs is a negative thing.
Yeah, like when because that's the term is slide in that person's DMs.
Yes.
Like right. Sneaky. It's sneaky as fuck.
Yes.
And it's like shady. It's seen sneaky and shady. I'm like, right. It's not. And that's how people communicate now.
Yes. I'm right there with you. I had the same thing where I was like telling my girl, I'm like, yo, like I was communicating through my DM and she's kind of like what's going on there? But yeah, that's exactly where you are. It acts as a text message, really.
Yeah, I text people on there too now,
yeah.
Even though I had their phone number and I could. And now it's like between, like I'll be texting and then finish it on a DM later.
Well, yeah.
But it's because you can share stuff easier, like. Posts
yeah,
and stuff.
Man.
You just have to like follow these people. You follow everybody around to these different rooms. It's like, oh, check it out. He's up on IG right now. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, cyber stalk.
Because he's not going to jump off IG and go over to text message. You're right there. Why?
Exactly. Yeah. It goes down in the DM.
But also, DMs are vile sometimes too.
Well,
you get the cold reaches.
They're also very vile. Let's keep
there's
it real. They're also yeah. pretty gross
still
sometimes.
People's...
Hey, I heard you spread your butt cheeks. This is mine. Well,
where'd you?
Yes. Okay, thanks.
Definitely slid in the DMs there.
Well, that is true. I do recall Adam numerous times being like, send your cock photos to my DMs and all that. So that does.
Yeah,
make
and
sense.
That has toned down. That has chilled out. Mm-hmm. Literally zero naked people now. I haven't seen any naked people in there for a while.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, why don't you cry about it?
Weird, wild stuff.
There you go. What would you rebrand or rephrase the... What's a better word than like slide into for the DMs?
Shoot me a DM. That sounds fun.
What, just like shoot me a text?
Yeah, shoot me
yeah.
a DM.
Yeah, same. Reach out.
Did you just come up with that right now?
I'm pissed now. Dude, right now.
Did you just...
You just came up
that
with
that? Off the dome?
Shoot with like a gun? Or like...
Volcano de Beaver.
Oh my God.
It goes down.
Yeah, I just came up with that, dude. I'm an improv god.
What was the one? What was it? Octa, crocta, crocodile? Croctopus?
Croctopus.
I just want to remember
Sail me a... sail me a DM.
Maybe you could extend it. Instead of saying DM, just say I direct message that person.
Right. What it actually is.
You fucking nerd.
That sounds a little more
well,
formal.
That sounds old timey.
Yeah, right. You could say reach out via direct messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we reached out to each other via direct messages.
What about, hey, why don't you message me directly?
There you go. I like that.
Do you think if you told a child, told somebody like, hey, will you just message me directly? Anyone would know what the fuck you're talking about?
No, they absolutely would not.
I'm going to start telling people to MD me.
MD uh-huh. me.
Slide in my MDs.
M-me-D. M-me-D, please.
M-me-D. M my D, bro.
Will you M me D.
D me an M.
Why don't you just M my D?
Message my direct, my DMs. M my DMs.
I'm into it.
We're on fire today.
Yeah, we are. We're coming on fire.
This is a Sunday. We're doing
this on a
Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Pod Nation. It's a Sunday. It's the end of the week.
It's a
wind
down. We're
scared about tomorrow. Mondays. We got the Mondays a little early.
Monday. Oh, God. Yeah.
What was it called? The Monday worries? What was it called?
Scaries.
Yeah, the scaries.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday scaries.
Sunday scaries.
We all have the Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
I'm deep in it.
I've been traveling all day. I just got in town about an hour ago. I just got back from Charleston. I am back on the beach, boy.
Blake, you want to hit that?
Beautiful.
You're all wrapped up.
We're back.
I'm back.
Okay, there
you wrapped
we go.
Up out there? Good job, buddy.
I wrapped it up.
Good shit,
Righteous
dude.
Gemstone season 10.
Noise.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's exciting. I was so tiring. It was like a week of night shoots to wrap it all up, and then I had to pack up my house and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Because I got to get married here in like 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. Did you get emotional leaving the house? Like, did you have a connection with it, or were you like, fuck it, see ya?
It was too long. We were there for 7 months. So
no.
Yeah. So no. I feel like if I would have left after like, you know, like a 3 or 4 months, like season one, we were there for 4 months and it felt like that was the right time. It was right. I was like, oh man, I'm really going to miss it.
Yeah,
7 months away from your house. I'm like, all right,
dude,
bye bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I snapped a few photos of like the nice view I had and like the photo of the house. And I was like, you know,
will you message me those directly, please?
Yeah. I'll DM you those.
M me DM.
I'll shoot you a DM.
Shoot it to me.
Alrighty then.
Bro. Yeah. It's tough. I just got up here to Toronto to work on Shadow season 3 and I've been here for a week.
Oh yeah,
I'm
brother.
Ready to go back home.
Wait, already?
I don't really dig. I mean, once I get like grinding, I'll be like in it. You know what I mean? So time will move a little faster. But
did you forget your Oculus?
I did. I forgot.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. What? You didn't bring
Dude,
your VR?
You bring your Oculus, boy.
You know what? The weather's fucking fire out here right now. I've never been up here where the weather's actually like shorts and t-shirts. But we're getting a little bit of that right now.
Dude, Vancouver when it's pretty. You're in Vancouver, is that what you said?
No, I'm Toronto. I'm Toronto.
Okay.
I'm on the East Coast, so like normally it's just like fucking as cold as shit.
Far away as Kentucky as you can get, brother.
This is about as far
away as you can get, dude.
Damn, you're a long way from Kentucky, my friend.
Oh, man, yeah.
Stand by it.
Popo Sal!
It's earth-shattering Popo Sal.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like... I feel the same way. And I'm sure it's even harder for you, you know, having like a young family and shit at home.
Yeah, that could be a bust.
Oh, dude, yeah, with the six, like saying goodbye, like my son's just like, I want to go with you. And I'm like, dude, I want you to roll with me.
You got
to
do like in White Fang where like he starts throwing rocks at the wolf so it goes away while he's crying.
Go on now, get.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best moments in any movie where it's a go on, get situation.
You should make fun songs to like make you leaving like a fun adventure for him.
Yeah,
my dad
great.
Used to do that. My dad used to go, daddy's got to go to work to make a lot of money so he can buy Barbie dolls and baseball cards for his little honeys. And then he'd go, and do like the Robin Williams doesn't know how to do hip hop with his hands dance.
That's why I never fuck with that guy. Yeah,
from Miss Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm. And he would do that.
Open Gangnam Style.
And I'm like, well, fucking, this sounds awesome. You're going to go away, and then when you come back, I'm going to have, like, baseball cards?
I like that.
Yeah. Very, very rarely brought me baseball cards. But
go away again.
I like that. I like making songs to for children to make them deal with a hard situation a little better.
I think, I'm going to use all my Pitch Perfect skills to be a song and dance man for these kids.
Right.
Dad got fired.
Please don't stop the music. Music. Please don't stop the music.
Please stop crying.
Daddy just got fired. We're gonna lose the farm, Ray.
Please stop crying.
Yeah, yeah. Daddy just got canceled.
Old pictures from Halloween.
My DM.
I can't stop working. I overextended myself and the family.
Not a good role model.
We have too much overhead.
Need to batten down the hatches.
Pictures of my nipples at work did not go well.
My accountant stole my money.
I trusted him with everything.
Do you know who Bernie Madoff is?
We're living in our car now.
This is a fun song, Daddy.
What song is this?
You're sleeping in the back seat. I'm hunting squirrels for food.
We'll shower at the gym.
I've set traps for rats. Cooking them on the radiator.
We're having bugs for dessert.
We're having bugs for dessert.
Shit, things went downhill.
It's Caterpillar Wednesday.
Caterpillar Wednesday.
Oh, it's just one of those days.
Your daddy is a freegan.
Freeganism.
Oh, man, it ain't easy. Freeganism, give it up. Give it up one time.
What is freeganism?
Yeah,
what is freeganism?
I'm freakinism, man. I believe in freakinism, baby.
What is free? Well, I don't know what free. What is it?
You eat what's free, like out of a dumpster.
Exactly.
It's a free lifestyle,
and it's called freakinism
because it's free. It's just a play on words,
With a G.
This is like a last man standing storyline for sure.
With a G.
Free.
Oh my God.
Veganism.
I'm asking how to say it. I've never heard this word before. You guys are acting like I'm a fucking.
So, you know how people say vegan?
You know how you say bald beaver? Uh-huh.
So, this is freegan.
Yeah. Freegan.
Okay.
Right. And then you just add
thank you for
ism.
Breaking it down.
Yeah, you just add the ism to make it seem more legit, which is what happened with you. I said freeganism, and you're like, what is this?
Well, is it a real thing?
It's just a joke.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real thing that's been said out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Or do you think I just came up with it right now?
Did you just?
Do you think I did?
I'll buy that in the room.
People say it. It's dumpster diving.
Yeah.
Right. Did it have a resurgence? Like, why was that, like, even something that was on our map?
A resurgence? What is it, swing dancing? Like, what?
I could see it being a movement. We're like, people are like, actually, I live by this. I get everything. You can get everything from the dumpster.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was a thing, you know, but, you know, not.
And then
really.
People are like, a lot of people got really sick. They're like, you can't eat that. Do not eat that.
It was like an episode of Vice News Tonight or some shit. And that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely something.
Right.
There's definitely something to it. Like, yeah, you can find a lot of great shit in dumpsters.
There's something to it. I'll tell
you. Yeah, like forage.
I just don't know if I would, like, I don't, like, how strict is freeganism? Like, how strict, like, can you buy anything? Like,
not if you're living that freeganism lifestyle.
Strict freegan?
Yeah, like, how strict do they get?
Yeah, if you're a strict freegan, you're not purchasing anything, I don't think.
Zero. You zero paying for anything.
You get your electricity from the dumpsters.
No, you get your electricity from, like, the plugs that are just chilling on somebody's wall. You just plug your phone in for a little bit there.
I believe freeganism is just eating, I believe.
Really?
What?
You think it's a dietary thing?
Oh. Well, if it's playing off veganism.
Yeah. It's a play on veganism. I think it's just trying to eat for free.
I never even thought about that.
I don't know, but I think that it's just about eating. Because now you guys are all making shit up.
I mean, that makes the most sense. Yeah. And that's the grossest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because we were starting to describe homelessness. It's not really freeganism.
Right. I'm freegan.
Houselessness.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you can't say what you said.
I know. I apologize.
I won't repeat
it. Unhoused.
Yep.
Nope, can't say that either.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
Getting too charged over here.
It's called free-range human.
Oh, no way.
Organic free-range human.
Wait, you can't. Okay. You cannot say homeless anymore? You have to say free-range?
Well, you can. You can.
Tell
hey,
us,
you can say whatever you want, dude.
That's true. Yeah, I think homeless is out, and organic free-range human is the new term.
You're serious.
It's because they say, you know why
fuck out of here.
Organic free range human.
Uncaged from uncaged human.
Uncaged.
It's because like the staying home is where the heart is. So you can't say homeless because you got a heart that's beating. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
wait,
why
really?
It's not cool. That's how I interpret this.
We do have to live by that saying that is on a wooden sign in my mom's house.
Right.
You have to live by every wooden sign in my mom's house.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Which you guys, now that you've all been there, can attest, there's a lot of signs. There's a lot of signs.
There be signs. I gave your mom a sign. I brought a sign to the bachelor party.
You did bring a sign. I want to thank
Here's
you for that.
Here's your sign. What did the sign say?
I know what it said.
Yeah, what was it? It was like, it's wine, something wine.
It was dinner plus wine equals winner.
Equals
winner. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Hey. Yep.
Pretty good.
Yes, points!
But I actually was really curious about saying homeless, like why that became a bad word, because I know it is unhoused now, but.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what people are rolling with now. That's politically correct thing to say.
What's cool is how Adam, you could be kind of sensitive about it. Oh, okay. I've never heard that in my life.
I mean, I've never heard that ever. I've never even, that this is the
You've
first
been
time
working.
I'm
You've been working. You've been working. Got, yeah, everyone at home, he's been working.
I haven't been in Los Angeles in a long time, and over half a year.
Right.
This is some new shit. I'm catching
Welcome
up.
Welcome back. Right?
Freakinism and unhoused.
That's right.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Also, unhoused, the exact same as homeless.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Well, it's not, though. It's not. I mean, I'm not. I mean,
why is unhoused
a better
term?
You're right. It is.
It's like saying, like, it goes back to sliding the DMs. It's just we're trying to change it a little bit.
Yeah.
It has negative connotations.
Okay. Just a different spin.
Homeless means you're without a home.
Un means you don't have that.
Don't have a house. A house. Not a home. A house. Those are two different things.
I mean, that's no, they're not. Not to me, right? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, but that's what we have to realize that.
We're so charged.
That's what we're supposed to be realizing right now.
Okay.
Is that a home is where you hang your hat.
A home could be.
You know what I mean?
No. Mm. A house is where you hang your hat.
No, but you can hang your hat in places that aren't houses. That's what I'm saying.
What, a tree?
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you can put a hook anywhere and call that your home, but you can't call it a house.
Hang on. I'm not going to say this. I'll say this. It's not any of our producers, but we have someone in our chat who's going, drug addicts now called a substance use disorder. Hey, we're not trying to pile on people here, okay? We're not going after people changing the word. He's like, you can't call anything what it was. We're not doing that. We're just talking about this
one thing of homeless versus unhoused and what the connotations are.
Sure, because to me, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see homeless as like something mean to say. But when you say like other places can be homes that aren't houses, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, sure. That's how I interpret it.
But like there's a ton of people who don't live in houses either. And so what about those people who live in apartments or condos? We're just saying, fuck you.
Yeah, they live in apartments or condos or trailers.
Are they unhoused? Like,
yeah, well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The semantics of it.
I mean, my uncle was homeless or unhoused, and he just said he was camping for like 3 years.
Well, there you go.
He was like, I'm camping.
In our driveway?
Oh, well, there you go.
We were like, are you still camping under the bridge? He's like, yeah, I'm camping there down still for a while. Yeah. Yeah. Been camping for a while. Oops.
Winning. Yeah.
I love camping.
Call them fucking campers. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Urban campers.
Urban campers.
That's not bad at all.
Urban campers is a way cooler term than unhoused.
That cells in the room. That right there.
Yeah, yeah, right there.
That's it. Sci-fi, all right.
Well, that might be too good,
God
though.
Goddamn, been back for 7 months, and I come back swinging. Get me in the fucking
the room.
City council.
So there's some urban campers at the base of this volcano, and all of a sudden, beavers.
These beavers shoot out.
Start coming out of the volcano. Okay?
Volcano to beaver.
We call it Volcano to Beaver Quest 1 Unhoused.
Well, nobody
Quest 1.
Nobody believes
Quest
them.
1. You're setting yourself up for the sequels with that
you
one.
You have to. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to because everything's commercial, man.
Always pitch something with Quest 1
yeah.
at the end. That's Quest 1.
Well, that's like with Game Over, man. We never really intended on doing a sequel, but we made sure that we had the option. You know?
Absolutely. You yep. got to.
The door is open.
Keep those doors open for as many sequels as possible.
That's right.
We even named it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Game Overboard.
Game Overboard, yeah.
And then we talked about doing a third one called Game Over Mom, where like yeah. the boat ends up crashing into Jamaica.
That was with Shaggy.
Yeah.
And we get Shaggy. Yeah.
We never made the sequel, but we had the third one.
Yeah. The third one named.
Yeah. Netflix is like, cute.
Hey, guys, can we promise that every movie that we do together, we end it with a possible sequel?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as Overboard is in the sequel title. Fully, yeah.
That's a really good package there. You got freaking Game Over Man, Game Over Board, Game Over Mon. Like, that's huge.
Game
dude.
Over Mon.
Dude.
Oh, I thought it was Game Over Mom.
No, but that comes later.
I was buying that in the room.
No, that's the straight to DVD fourth one that none of us are in.
Yeah, that's the lower budget one. Yeah.
That goes on like a Lifetime movie of the week.
Yeah.
Where like this mom has to fucking like
learn how to play video games. Well,
she's a bro mom.
For sure that.
Yeah.
It's the true story of a bro mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After I put the kids to bed, I just go right into Modern Warfare and just tear shit up.
There's got
to
be a mom who does that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I hope so.
For sure.
Oh, there was a, this is weird. I was just in the Dallas airport earlier today and there was a full-on gaming lounge.
What?
Like, that you could... I didn't have time to go, like, check it out, but it was, like, cool. There was, like, lights, and then there's, like, comfy chairs that you could just pay and just go game.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, and they had, like, wraparound screens with, like, Call of Duty and shit on it. It was nuts. I was like,
yeah,
what a smart, genius idea for the airport.
It's becoming apparent that LAX is the worst fucking airport.
Yeah, LA sucks, dude.
I go to other airports and I'm like, wow, like what the fuck is this?
I know.
Let's talk about some crappy airports.
Yeah, dude.
They're redoing it. The new Delta wing or whatever they call
variant.
It. Terminal.
Variant. Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. No, the terminal is pretty sick.
They're doing
some sick things over there at LA.
Yes, sir.
Delta is sick.
Delta, we're sick.
I mean, when I got off up here in Toronto, I was pretty stoked because I needed some papers and a lighter.
Oh, nice, dude. Roll it up.
Hey, okay.
It was fucking like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and I'm like, dude,
get him.
What's up? Maybe no. I'm sorry. It was 3 in the morning, and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do this.
Smoking.
Alrighty. And then I'm walking out by the baggage, yeah. And guess what I see? A fucking 7-Eleven right there.
Get him. Open Gangnam Style.
You saw a 7-Eleven in there?
Yeah, it was a 7-Eleven in the airport with, guess what, papers and also lighters, bro.
Hey, Blake, can you do me a favor and add just a little bit more to that Wampum Gangnam Style? You're getting me so jazzed for it. I want to hear. Yeah. You can't just say Wampum Gangnam Style and hit the first hit and then we bail.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Wampum Gangnam Style.
Well, you want to hear the whole goddamn song?
I don't know.
I feel like we need womp, 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 and then cut out.
I just like the womps. Where it's like, womp,
I don't think we need any more. I don't think we need any more.
You think that's enough? I feel like that's...
I think it's perfect.
That's like when you're dancing, and then all of a sudden it gets like the best part of the song, and fucking Akko and Atiba change the song on us. And we're like, oh, we loved that part. We were so excited for that part.
Right.
Well, I also pulled the kids bop version.
Okay, let's hear that.
Oh yeah. Whoopa Gangnam
Style. Oh, it's a chant.
That was actually way scary.
Beautiful. What a weird
church. What was that? Why did they do that? Who singing that?
Children.
What if you were sleeping and you heard that from outside?
Dude, that would be the scariest. That is a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
That would sell in the room. That would sell in the room. A bunch of kids can't stop singing Wumpum Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Beaver.
Adam, that's the sound of the beavers.
Oh, Wumpum Gangnam Style.
That's the sound of the beavers, bro.
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 The beavers.
It is a strange cult. Kids Bop is a cult. Be careful what your kids are listening to.
Okay.
They might be bopping too
what's
hard.
Up? Elaborate. Dude,
you go on, don't go after. I mean, those CDs are so good.
I feel like it's a noble thing. Yeah, it's noble, right? Isn't it noble? What are you saying?
I don't know. Well, you guys got that thing I sent you of Ja Rule and J-Lo, the flip of
Unreal.
That, the I'm Real.
I didn't see this.
I didn't see it. Where did you send that?
It's just some guy with a deep voice trying to be Ja Rule.
So Kids Bop on the early ones, it might be like either number 6 or something. They're up to like...
I love your down little Kid Bop wormhole over there.
There's like 27 Kid Bops now, but like number 6 has like, I'm real, you know, the J-Lo. And
the way you walk, the way
but
you
since,
move, don't.
So instead, in the early Kid Bops, kids weren't the ones singing the songs. It was just songs made for kids, like edited and stuff. So they just got this guy who kind of doesn't sound like Ja Rule at all. And he's just like, what's my name?
It's just Adam's dad.
It's incredible. It's so worth a listen. It's one of the funnier things you can do for yourself.
And we're going to play it right now.
Thank you, God.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Thank you, God.
Any takebacks, apologies, giveaways?
Ooh.
Ooh, boy. Today was a slow burn. Let's think back on that.
You got some takebacks?
I got nothing right now.
Well, I would like to compliment all of us for each off the top of the dome coming up with legit fire movie ideas
absolutely.
For our sci-fi movies.
Absolutely.
Alligator pussy or whatever. Alligator pussy.
Did you just make that up? Did you just make that up?
I just made alligator that up. Pussy. I just made that up. And that's the sequel to Croctopussy.
No, dude. Fucking Croctopus. You can't fuck with the Croctopus.
There's an alligator out there with a pussy.
That's a good one, actually. That one actually.
Alligator pussy is not terrible.
Hit up my management.
Hey, don't take away from Volcano de Beaver, dude.
No. That's Volcano de Beaver's got to be introduced in the second
Peaver.
Croctopus. So it's like the only thing that can save us from the Croctopus.
Oh, we're building a world.
Yeah, Quest 1, Quest 2.
Uh-huh. Like Godzilla versus King Kong.
So it's Croctopus, Attack of the Zom de Beavers.
De Beaver. It's de Beavers, yeah.
Zom de Beaver. Zom de Beavers.
I don't give a fuck!
It rolls off the tongue so much so that you have to really think about how to say it.
Quest 2.
Have you already dumped the volcano part of it? You're not doing that anymore? It's a zombie now?
Oh, right. Volcano de Beavers. What did I say?
Volcano.
Yeah, I think Zombie Beavers is an actual movie.
Yeah, that
Zombie
is
Beavers
movie.
Is.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know the guy.
Jordan Rubin directed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The homie. You definitely just ripped that.
Sorry, Jordan. I meant Volcano de Beavers.
Great movie.
This is my bad.
So your apology bad. Is to Jordan?
My apology is to Jordan Rubin for stealing his Zombievers.
But that being said, if they weren't zombies and they were just actual molten beavers that came out of a volcano.
Well, yeah, it's that's
maybe a better movie. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, we'll see in the room.
Croctopussy. That's why you said alligator pussy, huh? Because croctopussy.
I like alligator pussy. Holy shit, that sells in the room.
Damn.
That's a 1-2 punch. We like alligators. We like pussy.
By the way, I love the idea of us going in to pitch it and Kyle being like, and it's called alligator pussy. Nope. Nope. Sorry. Nope.
No,
it
no,
is
no,
called
no, no.
Octagator or whatever the fuck it was.
It's called Zom Beavers from Mars. No. That's already Jordan's movie.
No. I misspoke. That's a movie.
There it is.
Nope.
Mm? You brought up Norm Macdonald, dude. R.I.P. That
R.I.P.
dude was hella
Norm.
Funny. And
legend.
It's definitely worth going through like his old stand-up and appearances. He was very...
I've been watching so much of his... his latest, like, Norm MacDonald has a show.
On Netflix, he's just
interviewing people, and it's just so raw and, like, fucking awesome.
To the pilot, it's him and Super Dave.
And the homie Adam Egert is his co-host.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
That's dope. I have not tapped into that yet, but I will definitely check it out. It's on Netflix.
You never watched the first episode with Super Dave? It's so good.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, you sent that to us.
Yeah, I did. It's so good because he's just like, this is bad. The whole time he's like, you can't be doing this. These jokes are bad.
Wait, what is this now? I didn't watch this one.
Yeah, and did one with like Sandler, and he kept like apologizing for how bad the show is, and Sandler's like, you'll figure it out, man. You're gonna get it.
Yeah. Right. It's hilarious.
There was a cool clip that somebody sent to it. He must have been doing some roast or something where I think we were on the red
Bob
carpet
Saget
and
roast.
He like they threw to him after us, and I don't know, he says we're hogs, so I was pretty hyped.
Oh, that's tight. Very cool.
Yeah.
I got to open up for him a handful of times way back in the day before we got Workaholics, and he was just the nicest guy, man.
Yeah, that's what everybody said.
He was just a very funny, cool guy, like no pretension. Didn't think he was like the hot shit or anything, you know, just was so cool.
Legend.
R.I.P. him. Wish we would have gave him flowers when he was alive.
Yep.
Fucking, we're blowing it, man.
Yep.
I had a weird story. I actually gave him flowers one time.
Oh, really?
That's a Norm joke.
Yeah.
I was wondering, so like a guy like Norm, right? By all stand-ups accounts, he's the best, right? Not like the best like Richard Pryor style, but like stand-up. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves him, respects him, reveres him. But also like was not like a super mm-hmm. success story, right? So I'm wondering if, back to what we were talking about earlier, if you're not a huge success who's in like a fucking Toyota commercial or whatever, do young people still fuck with you? If you're like not, we talked about selling out. Like this is a guy who I imagine never sold out. Like even when he was on SNL, they're like, hey, you got to stop doing OJ jokes
because
the owner of NBC fucks with OJ. And he was like, mm-hmm.
right.
nope. Mm-hmm. And he got fired for doing too many OJ jokes. He was like, fuck that. I'm not doing this. I'm not working for the man. This is my art. Does that resonate anymore with anybody?
Yeah,
or are they like, why are you, what? Why don't you want to just get all the sponsors?
That resonates. I mean, it resonates with me as an artist. I don't know about.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're damn near 40, homie. We're talking about these like little 16-year-olds.
You're old. I'm talking about youngsters. You're about as far from young as Kentucky.
As Kentucky is from Canada.
I'm saying I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I bet it'll come back around. I think
I'm waiting for it. That's what I was thinking watching the MTV Awards. I was like, who's going to be like, fuck all this noise. I'm not doing it for all this stuff.
Oh, so you were, I see.
Oh, so Frank Ocean kind of does.
Yeah, but that's my point is that he did it and then he kind of pieced out and people are like, not really on that wave anymore. He's still good.
Yeah. He's not as successful. Like, yeah.
It's harder to find him.
Well, you reach a point where, yeah, you definitely do reach a crossroads where you're, I'm sure, almost anybody who's lucky enough to be up in the mix probably hits a point where they're like, fuck that. No, I'm going this way.
Well, all it takes is for a group of really cool, influential people to be like, yo, that kind of shit is lame. Because right now, it's all green lights. Everybody who's cool is like,
make that money.
Companies. Like, sell out. We're getting money.
But, and that's who the coolest kids are.
Yeah.
The coolest kids are doing
it. Exactly.
And they're like, yeah, no, fuck that shit. But real quick, let's do this. Comb your hair forward, and then let's do this TikTok dance.
Yo, those are out of control. The like, and by the way,
the hot German bros.
Who has this many hot friends? There's seven hot guys in a row.
Yeah, just super hot seven guys in a row. Just like, I mean, in what world?
You don't have one weird looking friend?
Like, this is where the generational shift happened, where like even good looking guys. Like when we were kids, would not get together and dance and film it and show people.
What?
You know what I mean? That would never.
Wait, what do you mean?
We wouldn't show people. We would dance and film it.
We would dance together just as a choreographed thing that we're doing at like a slumber party. But we're not showing people.
We grew up in like boy band era. Like,
yo, but to Adam's point, we weren't like, that wasn't a way to get girls. And apparently it's a way to get girls now.
Bro, if you were in the back doing some fucking NSYNC dances, like girls are looking at you, right?
Okie dokie.
Dude, not, no, not at my high school.
No, you're ready to get discovered.
I'm not saying I did this, but I'm saying like, didn't, like, isn't this a thing where dance crews like got chicks at school dances and stuff? Yeah.
Dude, you're thinking of,
you're thinking of movies. What?
In what world are you living in?
That step up to the streets.
Yeah. Stomp the yard.
And also, dance crews aren't boy bands. You're talking about two different things.
But, well, we're talking about dance crews.
Yeah, we're talking about, those guys are legit very famous guys. Like,
we're
those,
talking
like,
about dance crews here.
No.
Know what I mean?
We're talking about
not
guys.
Even. We're talking about guys who are just cute, doing like a little shimmy. And then
literally,
like,
they do this on TikTok where they wiggle back and forth.
Yeah, it's like modeling. Yeah. Model dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I bet they're not even actual friends.
It's fucking model dancing. Zoolander. They're put together.
Yo, I bet they're put together. I bet they are.
I can't wait to catch my kids doing that shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Lou Pearlman put them together.
I went to a party when I came back. I came back to LA for a week, like a couple weeks ago. And my friend had a birthday party. And she lives like right by the Hype House, which is like a house where a bunch of like influencers live together, and it was kind of a fucking thing. And their backyard just looks insane. It's just like neon lights, everything. Everything's set up to shoot videos. And
there's like giant inflatable fucking bullshit. You're like, okay.
And I'm like, fucking, that looks so fun, dude. I wish we all lived
fucking
there together.
Bullshit.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah.
Well, hey.
It all looks like how Blake's house used to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, Blake's my favorite influencer for sure.
The original influencer, Blake Anderson.
Thanks, man. Corn nuts.
When his hair's dry, I love him. Hey, you know what? I'll do a take back. Kyle, I'm going to take back that commercials aren't art.
Mm. Bro.
Okay.
Thank you.
We all know the Budweiser frogs.
Yep.
If that ain't art, I don't know what is.
Facts.
That's
facts.
The last great commercial.
Thank you.
Whoop, Gangnam Style.
Whoop.
I like ending there.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hey, guys.
Bud.
It seems like Wise. There's no other take backs or apologies or giveaways.
All right, guys. Happy Sunday.
I thought we ended. Durst said I like ending there. I thought that's what we did.
I know, but we didn't say the thing. Is there? Are we going to Peter out?
No way. We got to
get your Peter out.
Blake, anything from you?
Get your Peter out.
I did. I gave freaking Norman's flowers. I gave a shout out.
Why are you yelling?
Everybody, because everybody, every week you guys forget my fucking, like, what I say.
Blake,
like, last week, Durst did
it. Your hair is wet.
All right. Your hair is wet, dude. We can't take you seriously.
Is your hair wet right now?
We can't.
It's gorgeous.
Dude.
We don't care. Your hair is wet.
It's Pantene Pro V.
It's sponsored. It has to be wet. I'm working with Pantene. Uh-huh. It's a new... I'm bringing the Jerry curl back.
This week's episode was brought to you by Blake's wet hair on...
This is important.
Wise.